So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Einin Teivel Va'eichel Es Pischer La'erv. An Einin may eat the Karban Pesach at night. As the Gemara explains, our Mishnah holds, Aninis Delilah D'Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan waived the general Is D'Rabbanan for an Einin to eat Kachem, so that the Einin can go to the mikveh and eat the Karban Pesach that night, because it's a mitzvah that involves Karas. Avalei B'Kachem. But the Rabbanan did not allow an Einin to eat other Kachem, which is only a mitzvah saseh. Hashemei al Meisai, somebody who heard about a relative having died more than 30 days earlier, and somebody who had his relative's remains moved, can go to the mikveh and eat all kachem that night. Rashi explains, because even during the day, their aninus is only d'rabbanan, and therefore at night, there is no aninus at all. Gershin is ger be'erv Pesach. If a ger converts on erv Pesach, b'shami oimrim, teivu v'oichel es pischa le'erv. He can go to the mikveh and eat the Karban Pesach that night. A ger who has gone from being an oral is the same as becoming tummy to a dead body, and he's tummy 7 days, because the Rabbanah were concerned that if the following year he were to actually become tummy from a dead body, he will assume that at nightfall he can eat just like he did on the year that he converted on Erev Pesach. However, Basil agree that a Jewish oral who did meal on Erev Pesach, he may eat the Karban Pesach that night. Since we mentioned one case where the Rabbanan waived the Isser for an Einin to eat Kachem to allow him to eat the Karban Pesach, and one case where according to Beis Hillel, the Rabbanan do not allow a Ger to eat Karban Pesach, even though it will prevent him from fulfilling the great mitzvah of Karban Pesach, the Gemara lists additional cases where the Rabbanan sometimes waived the Einin de Rabbanan for the sake of a mitzvah, and where they did the opposite, sacrificing a mitzvah to uphold Din Rabbanan. The cases were Himidu Divrein B'Makom Karas, they kept Din Rabbanan, even though it meant preventing one from fulfilling a mitzvah of Karas, are Aral, one who converted on Erev Pesach. Hazah, we do not allow violating the Isid Rabbanan of sprinkling Paraduma ashes when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, even though this will prevent the person from eating the Karban Pesach. Izemel, we do not allow carrying the knife for Bris Milah, even through Rishuyis D'Rabbanan on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, even though failure to do Milah for one's son will prevent the father from being able to eat the Karban Pesach. The three cases where Lo Yamid D'Vrein B'Makom Karas, Rabbanan waived Dinim D'Rabbanan in favor of a mitzvah that are associated with Karas, are Einin, we allow an Einin to eat the Karban Pesach that night, Mitzayra, a Mitzayra who became a Balkari on the 8th day of his Tara process and went to the mikveh, can go to the Beis HaMikdash to complete his Tahara from being a Mitzayra, even though it is generally Asim Drabbanan for a Tful Yoyim to go on the Harabayis. Beis HaPras. We allow a person who needs to bring a Karban Pesach to pass through a Beis HaPras, a field that is Tamei Midrabbanan because of a grave that was lost there by checking it for bones, but wouldn't allow a person who needs to eat Truma to rely on a search in the Beis HaPras because the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is associated with Karas. The checking is done either by blowing away the upper surface of dirt or by checking it if it is sufficiently trampled. Hadnu l'cheisha, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 8th parak of Masechtas Pesachim and begin the 9th parak Mishahaya Be'ez Hashem. The mission that begins the 9th parak says, Mishahaya Tamei Oibidech Recheika, somebody who is Tamei or far away from Yerushalayim, or Shogag Oinenes, one who made a mistake or because of something beyond his control did not bring a Pesach Rishon, can bring a Pesach Sheni. And Cain, Lama Nemer Tamei Oishahoy B'derech Rechaika, why does the Torah only give the examples of a Tamei person or a person far away? She'elu Peturin Mihikaris Ve'elu Chayav Mihikaris. All the cases mentioned in the Mishnah to bring a Pesach Sheni are not Chayav Karis for not bringing it on Pesach Rishon, but people who bemaze it, purposely miss the Pesach Rishon, indeed, also have to bring a Pesach Sheni, but are Chayav Karas for the Pesach Rishon. Ha'yibederech Rechaika v'shachte v'zarkalav. If a person was far away from Yerushalayim, he was too far to make it in time for the Shechita, but close enough to get there by nightfall to be able to eat it, and others shechted a Karban Pesach for him, Rav Nachman Amahurza, he is Yetza with this Karban Pesach, and he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Torah gave him a Ptur, an exemption from Pesach Rishon, with an option of Pesach Sheni because he's far away. However, Tavei Lav Bracha, may he be blessed for having his Karban brought even though he was Pater. Rav Sheshesh Amat Loi Hortza, Sheshes holds he cannot be yotze the Pesach Rishon. The Torah did not just give him the additional option of Pesach Sheni, but excluded him from Pesach Rishon, similar to Tamei, who cannot bring Pesach Rishon.